Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Let's remember that our leadership is defined not just by our defense against threats, but by the enormous opportunities to do good and promote understanding around the globe, to forge greater cooperation, to expand new markets, to free people from fear and want, said President Barack Obama in his recent State of the Union address. No one is better positioned to take advantage of those opportunities than America. President Obama said that the alliance with Europe remains the strongest the world has ever known. From Tunisia to Burma, the United States is supporting those who are willing to do the hard work of building democracy. In Ukraine, the United States stands for the principle that all people have the right to express themselves freely and peacefully and have a say in their country's future. Across Africa, the United States is bringing together businesses and governments to double access to electricity and help end extreme poverty. In the Americas, we are building new ties of commerce, but we're also expanding cultural and educational exchanges among young people, President Obama said. We will continue to focus on the Asia-Pacific, where we support our allies, shape a future of greater security and prosperity, and extend a hand to those devastated by disaster, as we did in the Philippines, when our Marines and civilians rushed to aid those battered by a typhoon and were greeted with words like, "We will never forget your kindness," and "God bless America." We do these things because they help promote our long-term security. And we do them because we believe in the inherent dignity and equality of every human being, regardless of race or religion, creed or sexual orientation, said President Obama. No other country in the world does what we do. On every issue, the world turns to us, not simply because of the size of our economy or our military might, but because of the ideals we stand for and the burdens we bear to advance them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.